Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. On August 28, 2013, the Wall Street Journal had an article talking about the cost issues related to proton beam radiation therapy. In fact, they have now reported that several insurance companies have decided to no longer provide coverage for that service, citing a lack of good studies proving that it's worth the added cost. I think there are a number of issues here that we've talked about on previous occasions in this site, but I want to readdress them because I think this is a problem that needs to be dealt with going forward. The fact is that claims have been made about this treatment, even though they haven't been substantiated by good types of randomized studies or even good clinical reports. The idea that it is safer than conventional IMRT or 3D conformal therapy has never been borne out, and some studies suggest an even higher complication rate. So why should the government or an insurance company pay more for a treatment that lacks better outcomes? I think that it's unfortunate that the makers of these machines and the centers around the country have been able to get reimbursed for it without having to first prove that there's a benefit. It's like we've got the cart before the horse. You get a new therapy, you prove that it's effective, and then you get reimbursed for it, as opposed to the opposite. Should the government and other payers consider having a set fee for paying for treating localized disease? Would that then place more emphasis on a company that wants to invest in one of these more costly machines to say, unless we can prove that it's better, why should we spend the $100 or $200 million needed to produce one of these machines? From a patient's perspective, is it fair or unfair to deny them access to this treatment, or at least not pay more for this treatment, in the absence of good data? I think many patients around the country who have either had this treatment or want to have this treatment are not going to be happy that insurance companies are going to be denying coverage. So far, Medicare has not made any change. But I think it's wrong for Medicare not to revisit this. They should say, well, why should we pay more? Why don't we pay a standard amount to treat localized prostate cancer and take cost issues and profit motives out of the equation? This is going to continue to be a problem going forward as we have more and more therapies to treat localized disease. But for now, I think the bottom line is that this is, in my mind, an applaudable effort to cut back costs in the absence of proving added benefit for patient care. I look forward to your comments.